Om Shanti. Today I'll give you a brief explanation on intense meditation or a volcanic stage, because recently it is seen in each Murli, Baba is again and again giving us or telling us ordinary meditation. Never clean your past sanskars. So that volcanic stage is very important. That is, in other words, a powerful or seed stage, sometimes we call. That type of meditation is important. And you also know it. Just you keep a piece of paper in heavy sunshine, constantly sun rays are falling on that paper, it never burns into ash. We observed. But same sun rays and same paper, if you hold a lens, and condition is, if your hand is not shaking and if you are focusing on one point, we can see within fraction of second that paper will going to burn into ash. So same thing is here also. So when you sit in meditation, we require, why want to do such type of meditation? Our aim is to clean our past accounts, past impure sanskars. So you may ask one question here, what is the proof that we have some past impure sanskars, negative sanskars? Simply, the dreams are telling what you are. A particular type of dreams are coming. They are coming from where? So whatever is recorded in the past, they are coming first in the form of dreams. I am doing this, I have done this. Then the thought, then it will come in action. So when it emerges in the form of thought, dreams, there only we can burn it, we can clean it. So here you will get realization, yes, there is there. Particular type of sanskars are there till. Actually, we require a dreamless stage. At minimum 1 month, maximum 6 months, not a single negative dream is emerging, means we can say, we can claim, I am karmatit, free from influence of negative sanskars. So for that, such intense meditation is important. And that is, when you sit in meditation, full concentration is necessary. And we have two powers, mind and intellect. These two powers we have to connect with Almighty. How many seconds, how many minutes we connect with Almighty, so much we will going to charge, or we will going to clean the negativity. For that, the process is important. Without any interference of other thoughts, constantly we can travel from corporeal to incorporeal world. For that, it must be very clear. Mind must be very clean. Not only mind, along with that intellect. Intellect is experiencing. So mind and intellect work together at a time on one thought. That is concentration. Actually, concentration is not focus of mind. Mind will we use, but intellect is free. Free intellect will wander here and there. So we must use the intellect also at the same time. So where these two powers are channelized in a systematic way from corporeal to incorporeal, without any interference of other thoughts, other leakages. So how many minutes, how many seconds we connect, so much we can charge. The question comes, even though you know the process, it is possible. In my practical experience, I know the process, but it is seen in practical, when I sit in meditation, I cannot connect. The question comes, why? So mind is not clean. Means there is an influence on our mind. I have to do many things. Somebody said something. So mind must be clean, so that in advance, 1-2 days, if I am practicing this one effort, that is perfect meditation, it is in other words, to keep our mind clean. Many times it's explained also, give your work to your mind, do not leave your mind free. Sometimes what happens, we keep our mind free. Free mind naturally get influenced by others' vibrations. So how to keep our mind busy? So I have adopted, Baba has also explained different murlis. Give program to your mind in advance. Whenever you see any human being, known, unknown, he may be anybody else, suddenly I have to give, I have to create an elevated thought for that soul. What is that elevated thought? If I am not creating, so definitely I will going to influence by their thoughts. So I should not get influenced. For self-protection, I have to give a training to my mind to keep engaged. Whenever any person is coming, suddenly I have to give. What I will give? So I have practiced this, and Baba has also explained. So whenever you see any known, unknown soul, suddenly remember Baba. Baba, give him power of peace, give him power of love. So I create first. So my mind is engaged. When I see any human being, his thoughts never emerge in my mind. So my mind is safe. So if I am doing like this way, at least after 1 minute, after 2 minutes, so I keep my positive nature active. Otherwise, again and again, negative nature will going to active. If I keep like this way one day at least from morning to evening, so in the next day morning when I sit in meditation, you can see the result. Even in the night also, you can experience a dreamless stage just practicing by one day. And when early in the morning when you sit in meditation, easily we can concentrate. And now for that, you may ask, what is that process? So if I doing this practice, keeping mind clean, so it is seen, so there is no influence on the mind. A clean mind will travel from here to incorporeal world. But I am not going alone, I take my intellect. So there is a process starts when I sit in meditation, particularly early in the morning, 4 to 5. And in the evening, that is 6:30 to 7:30, which Baba has mentioned, these two period, when we sit particularly half an hour or 1 hour, so mind and intellect must travel for that volcanic stage. So first mind is asking question, talk to yourself, bring these two powers together. Otherwise it is seen, these two powers, mind and intellect, go always adverse. It is very difficult sometimes to bring these two powers together. So concentration means bring these two powers together, union of these two powers first, then travel up to incorporeal world and connect with this supreme power. So how to connect this? How to bring these two powers together? So I used to practice since many years, and I have seen with my own experience, I can stay more time in incorporeal world. And the process is, when I sit, I talk to me, talk to myself, talk to my intellect. So I am asking one question, who am I? Wait, intellect will give answer, yes, I am a soul. Then once again I will ask, what is that soul? Oh, soul is having mind. What is that mind? What mind is doing? What is the function of mind? Then what is intellect? How intellect behaves in different situations? What are its function? Then what is sanskar? What type of sanskars I brought while coming from incorporeal world? What are my innate sanskars? What are my adopted sanskars? What type of sanskars are emerged now? When I can clean those sanskars? When sanskars will be created? I will think on this. Mind is asking to the intellect. Intellect is having that information. So this dialogue is going on, mind and intellect, eyes are open. And just I am observing myself. So I asked myself first question, who am I? Then all these questions will be solved. Yes, I am this. Mind is doing this. Intellect is giving answer. Mind is go on asking. Then second question I ask, if I am so and so, then what is my form? Yes, I am a star sitting in the middle of forehead, a white Mercury star in between of these five elements and five organs. I am in between of these two, sitting in the middle of forehead, a white Mercury star, free from influence of these two powers of five elements, that is brain in other words, and second, who is controlling the sense organs, five points are there. So I am free from that, independent. So here I feel I am free from body's feeling, bodily awareness. I means I am point of light, a white star. Then I ask third question, if I am so and so, my form is this, then what are my qualities? There are seven qualities. I ask myself one by one. I am born pure. What is that pure? Clean. I do not know what is negativity, what is vices. So innocent from all this. Free, open mind, open heart, freeness. Pure thoughts are always, always peaceful. I was always loveful. I asked this question to intellect, intellect is giving me answer. So I think on this, I feel, yes, I am this. I am born with these qualities. Then fourth question I ask, if I am having these qualities, then what I am doing here? Yes, I am operating this body. Body is different. Whatever is grown in this mud, this body will eat, body will grow, and it will go to mud. But I am the different. I am operating this body. I am the controller as by my order. The legs, hands, I will operate. I have full control on these organs. So I am the ruler. Then I ask fifth question, if I am operating this, then I came from where? Oh, I am above sun and moon, beyond the sun and moon. So mind is asking, intellect, feel, yes, above sun and moon, oh, there is a open sky. I feel a white cool moonlight. That is subtle world. Suddenly I will ask to intellect, what is this subtle world? Who is here? Oh, Brahma Baba is here. But here he is a white cool star. But he is having angelic light body. Just I feel, I cannot see. Feeling is there. So I am in subtle world. I feel Bab Dada is in front of me. And I talk to them. I do conversation. Baba, who has made you such perfect angel? I want to become like you. For that, what I have to do? Who will teach me? Who will guide me? If any questions I have about Murli or about physical life, I can do conversation here. And I involve fully, I feel that no other thoughts are emerging. Then afterwards, Baba is guiding me. Child, you must remember Shiv Baba, he is the liberator. He has promised that I will going to purify. He is that fire who will going to burn your all past karmic accounts. So you must remember him. So you must see him. He is here in Paramdham. See above you, above this subtle world. Oh, this is incorporeal world. So peaceful, loveful. I feel your aloneness. Nobody is in front of me. Pin drop silence. No other thoughts are emerging also. But everywhere there is a light, feeling of light. Suddenly I see in the middle, oh, there is a white, cool Mercury star, a very bright and powerful. I feel that, oh, he is Shiv Baba, he is my father. Suddenly I remember, yes, I am also here along with my father. Then I compare myself and Shiv Baba, my father. Who is he? How is he? Yes, Baba is always clean, pure, free from everything, always bright. Then I asked myself, I am his child. Yes, I am also free from vices. Now I am along with my father. I am also bright, clean, pure. There is no negativity in me. When I born, I was in Paramdham, along with my father. I was also just like my father. I experienced my original nature. As if I am looking constantly, yes, Baba is along with me, in front of me. His powerful, pure vibrations, rays are coming over me. I feel this, yes, I am along with my Baba. I am also free from everything, clean. Then slowly I emerge. Second question, oh, Baba is peaceful. He never create, there is no need to create any thoughts. I feel, yes, in my mind, no thoughts are coming, just I am observing. Pin drop silence. I do not know where I am. I am totally lost in his love. Love means here just you feel I am along with him. Nothing is emerging. Just like a powerful magnet is pulling me, I feel that I have been held out there. So slowly, then after some times, 1 second, 2 seconds, I will emerge. Third question, yes, Baba is always loveful, his ocean of love. How he is loving the children, how he is sustaining, how he is giving powers. He is almighty. All the treasures are my treasures. He said, children, you have full rights to claim Baba's property. So I feel Baba is always loveful. I am also loveful for all the souls, known, unknown. He may be anybody. I love, I respect. Like this way, all the 8 powers Baba is having, one by one, I emerge and I compare. I experience, I stay in that stage. So totally I forget body relation. Nothing is coming, because first one day, 2 days, I have kept my mind free from influence. How much my mind is free from the influence? This mind and intellect both, I connect with Almighty. Just like I feel sometimes, it is a very peaceful divine fire. I am in that divine fire, and all negativity is coated, influenced. The five vices, they are cleaning, they are burning. I feel I am second by second, I am becoming bright, powerful, pure. No other thoughts are emerging. But I have seen, for to achieve this stage, perfect purity, the physical energy is also important. How much my petrol fuel is pure, so much time I can hold myself in incorporeal world. So Baba is telling, one who is pure, he is yogi. For full concentration, physical energy is also important. So how many seconds, minutes, sometimes you can hold 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, how slowly you compare yourself. And we experience. And I feel that I am totally lost there only. I never feel to come down. No other thoughts, no other things are attracting me. Only one, I and Baba. Because my aim is this, I must be just like Baba. How is He? How is Almighty? And I am the lovely child of that Almighty. I want to become just like Him. When I come on this corporeal world, I must feel I am is full of powers. Even when I come in contact with others also feel, hey, there is a magnet. There is power. So this morning and evening, I am doing constantly, 1 hour early in the morning, minimum, even sometimes if I get more time, in the evening mostly one and a half hour. It is seen the capacity of our mind and intellect. We can concentrate fully 1 hour, one and a half hour we can sit. For the common souls, it is seen minimum 30 minutes. Those who are having practice, they can sit for hours together. And when you take your mind and intellect like this way and connect up to incorporeal world, sometimes some souls' opinion, they connect and they be free. Do not leave your mind and intellect free, then you will come down. Compare, create thoughts. Thoughts of only 8 powers, one by one. When you are connecting like this, say, that power is cleaning or burning. If we are doing like this way, we can see day by day, your dreams will become pure. Even sometimes you will see after 1 month, 2 months, some negative thoughts may come. And if you are constantly doing this for at least 1 month, 2 months, then you can see complete free from negative influence, emerging negative dreams. So we are going towards Karmati stage. This is what Baba is telling. That is volcanic stage. Just like fire. Anything you put in fire, it will going to burn. It will change its form, its influence. These five vices are influenced, coated over the soul. Since copper age to up to end of this iron age, the five vices have been influenced. There is a coating of negativity. How many seconds I am in front of that fire or involved in that, the powerful vibrations, races are cleaning, purifying. This stage is important. If I am doing this and I feel myself, I am free from negative sanskars, intellect is clean. And I feel whatever Murli next day morning when I listen, or Murli poet, most of important Murli poet, naturally emerge in my mind whole day. Because clean intellect always absorb the pure knowledge. And when that knowledge is there, whole day while working, naturally you feel, oh, Baba said this. Baba said this. The inner voice is reminding you, oh, Baba said this. I have to do this. So naturally you feel Baba and Baba's version. And we'll bring it in action. Then our action, our behavior, our attitude towards other, naturally slow by slow, day by day, will going to change. And others will also feel love, peace and happiness in your words, in your behavior. So this type of meditation is important. And this is volcanic stage which I experience. And when I sit nowadays, particularly totally lost in incorporeal world, more time, because Baba is telling how many seconds, how many minutes you connect with the powerhouse, so much we charge. And for that cleanness, free from influence of mind, and second, celibacy is very important. Pure food, because without pure fuel we cannot fly such higher stage. For full concentration, physical energy is also important. If we are giving attention on these two things, so we can experience this stage, what I feel, it is my experience. So now when we sit in meditation, the commentary is important. Be free, relax, just keep your eye open and just go on, listen and apply it, talk to you, listen and apply it, okay? Ask your intellect, who am I? Second question, ask your true consciousness, what is my form? Once again, you ask yourself, what are my qualities? Yes. If I am having these qualities, then what I am doing? How I am operating this body? Experience that body is separate, bundle of bones, flesh, and I am different from this. Independent, a white Mercury star operating this body. I am a driver. Yes, I came from above sun and moon. What is this subtle world? Who is here in subtle world? What Bab Dada is doing here? I feel Baba is in front of me, a white, bright, angelic form, light body is in front of me. I feel his company. Now above this subtle world, there is an incorporeal world. Who is here? Who is Shiv Baba? How is he? Oh, I am is along with him. Compare yourself with Baba. He is always pure. And I am his son. And I am his now along with him, in front of him. I also experience, yes, I am also just like my father. My father is always loveful. He is merciful. He is the purifier. I see him. I feel his powers. Like this way, one by one, there are 8 powers. Compare yourself and your father. Do not leave your mind free. So how many seconds you are along with Almighty? So we are charging. You feel as if I am is also Paramdham Nivasi, along with Almighty. I feel I am is also full of all powers. This stage is called a volcanic stage.